Sorry, I'm just unlooping my hernia from... It went down my pant leg, and now it's looped around my shoe. And I think it's tied in my shoelaces, too. Really bad.
Last time, on Poochie.
I love fruits. Pulling it out of the ground and giving them to neighbors. Here, take. Thanks, but no thanks. I think I'll go to Aldi's.
Poochie Adage.
The Poochie Community Garden and Pool Hall.
We bury them deep.
Don't worry about the pool hall part.
Coconut.
Poochie.
I'm going to put two in.
All right, what do you want to plant?
Put in a mango tree and an amaryllis flower.
Yeah, I don't think we have the temperature to grow mangoes here.
I'm growing coconuts. And coconuts are in a warm temperature.
Shovels just fell everywhere.
I even poured milk on it. I thought it would be nutritious.
Franco, you don't want to put a weed in my community garden, right?
I don't have a green thumb.
No. Well, maybe today's the day your thumbs turn green. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I have some corn.
Oh, that's reasonable.
And some tomatoes. It's for everyone.
You know, it's great to grow tomatoes.
We already have tomatoes. We need something else in there.
There's a flower called New Jersey tea. I think you would love it.
Pawpaw tree. I like a pawpaw tree. What does a pawpaw tree look like?
I have a VHS of the movie Hole.
Interesting.
Number two, I have some native tall grass.
I think I saw Dua Lipa hanging out, like planting some plums or something. Do you love theater?
I'm a theater person.
You know, I got knocked out on stage once. Why don't you put that rotten old potato right in this massive hole that I just dug?
All right, let me try to remember what pocket I put it in.
Lettuce.
What kind of lettuce?
Fuck off, I'll get some tulips in there, because this way we might get another version of Dua Lipa growing one day, right?
Oh, she's so pretty. Aw, look at that. I found a little frog in the hole. Oh, you were in a cult. What kind of cult? That's not a cult. That's the Episcopal Church.
I want to put a zucchini in, so you could eat the zucchini and the zucchini flower.
Micah, do you want to put anything in the Poochie's community garden?
Man-eating plant.
Okay, what kind of men does it eat? Like, small ones?
Mama Poochie.
As each DJ passes away, either their body or favorite records just all wind up in the community garden.
And now, this week... I'm Bucci.
Take the calls, Bucci.
Oh, what do you want to put
I'll
in the ground?
Take care of the compost.
Compost.
No birthday party. The only thing that's been born is Bucci. Oh, yeah. Is Bucci. Is Bucci. Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. That's Bucci's born day every week. 6 o'clock, it's time to listen to Bucci or All Things Considered if you're an NPR freak.
Freak.
Like I am. Oh, man. I love that media. Giant. Ah, nice little sip of tomato juice. Extra thick. It's actually just a whole tomato in a glass. But I've sprinkled some salt on it, which kind of causes the tomato to leak water, and then I lap that up. No problem.
Trust Bucci.
Well, I don't want to set this thing off on the wrong foot, but I really hope that the phones work today, because it seems like they may not. The little light's not going on, which worries me, but let's kick that can down the road 15 minutes or so. But let's just say, if it doesn't work, me and Jim the Poet are going to have a nice little conversation. Man on man. So, yeah, I'm back. Sorry I had a miss last week. It was unavoidable, unfortunately. my hernia wanted to see Niagara Falls. It's weird. I don't know what that sentence means exactly, but I felt this like rumbling in my tummy, and I felt this weird pull, like the little like my intestines were like kind of dragging me to Niagara Falls. It kept dragging me and dragging me, and all of a sudden I'm in Canada. I think it just wanted to see one of God and Jesus's natural wonders. It was cute. The little hernia was peeking out, going, wow, so much water. I did have a little problem getting back across the border from Canada, because we went to the Canadian side to see the falls. That's the better side. And, you know, when they were patting me down, coming back, they felt the hernia. And they're like, oh, well, what's this? A knife? A really soft knife? I'm like, no. And, I said, oh, it's just like this medical issue. You know, I'm getting surgery at some point. And they're like, yeah, you need to go to the doctor. Because that thing has eyes. Anyway, so that's why I had to miss last week. It's weird. I know it's weird. But thank you to Jim the Poet for filling in. He did a great job. Too great? Well, I'm not the one to say, but yes, it was too great. He did too good a job. Because people, you know, are like, oh my God, Jim really rocked it. Really got the calls humming, and it was just an interesting time, made us all think. And like, let me just give you a note. Let me give a note for people complimenting Bucci. People complimenting Bucci should make sure that their compliments are only about Bucci. They don't include other people. So, something like, you know, for example, boy, Bucci, I really enjoyed Jim's fill-in is not only hurtful to me, it is also hurts Jim, because he doesn't get to hear that compliment. And he thinks he does a bad job. He doesn't hear your compliment, because I'm not passing it on to him. I'm telling him he did a bad job. So don't hurt me. Don't hurt Jim. You want to compliment Jim, just email him. jim@earthnet.link. I believe that's it. But he did, seriously, he did great. It was awesome. Let me know. I just need another sip of this delicious tomato juice. It's leaked another millimeter of water. Oh, good for me. Good. For Bucci.
Bucci.
Oh, my God. Don't scream at me. Bucci. Anyway, so I'm very, 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 very glad to be back. It's such a beautiful day again here. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. here in JC, Jersey City. Been nice for a few days. Let me open up another of these windows. Oh! God, beautiful! Mwah! Blow a kiss to that weather, even though it is way too warm. I'd rather it would be 65 and overcast, but this is also good. All right, these birds are too loud. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's been nice for a while now, I feel. And all that sun and heat, warmth has really had a great effect on my community garden. The Bucci community garden.
We bury them deep.
We bury them deep. not last week, 2 weeks ago, we set up with your help. We planted the Bucci Community Garden. A lot of you came in with all your fruits and vegetables and things and flowers. All the help, Bucci. Just relax. And in the 2 weeks, what, right? 2 weeks since we did that, they have bloomed big time. Bloomed and bloomed big. There's potatoes and coconut trees everywhere. Got a mango tree. That thing shot up like a mango tree. And the wonder of it is because we planted potatoes all in a circle all around the tree itself, the potatoes, I almost swore, are growing out of the trunk of the tree. So it's 2 for 1. No, it's 2 for 2 because you get potatoes and mangoes. So so if you are the people who have been emailing me at Bucci@WFMU and hitting me up on Instagram at Bucci Nights, asking about their fruits and vegetables, they're doing great. Gang busters. I don't know what kind of soil this is, but I haven't seen growth like this since I started therapy.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bucci.
Ugh. Seriously. So, I don't know. The soil must be... It's not magic soil, but I think it's actually because the garden is next to a Dunkin' Donuts. Sorry, Dunkin'. And for years, they've been throwing out all the old coffee grounds into the soil, and the coffee grounds are, as people in the chat know, are rich in nitrogen, which the plants need to grow, and so I think it might be the decades of coffee grounds that we can thank, in addition to the tending that I have done at great personal expense. And Dunkin' Donuts is also providing the water for the garden, too. I have an extra large cup, and I just go in there for refills in different wigs. And so that's it. Free water. The whole thing is free. So with all of that, the garden, your garden is flourishing.
Hernia status.
No, that's the wrong job. Your garden is flourishing.
Trust Bucci.
Yeah. In fact, there's so many fruits, I don't know what to do with these things. There's too many. I think people are actually getting in and maybe stealing them. I saw Matt Warwick earlier, and he has cheeks full of strawberries. I was like, hey, where'd you get those strawberries? And he said, brr. I'm like, swallow the strawberries before you talk. And he's like, take a minute to swallow all these strawberries. So I had to wait for like 2 minutes for him to like finally chew up all these strawberries. And then when he finally did, I said, well, okay, now where did you get the strawberries? He said, I found them in a bird's nest that I watch. He like sits and watches a bird's nest and I guess steals from it. Which is, I've heard that excuse 17,000 times from him. Matt, why can't we hang out? Oh, I got this bird's nest I gotta watch. It's fine. I have like a billion... Yeah, I have like a billion more strawberries Bucci anyway.
Adage.
Like even a trillion, probably. You can keep stealing from Bucci, but... But don't, please don't steal from me. This is for everyone. You're stealing from the community. So anyway, sorry. The garden, your garden, is going great. But it isn't quite finished, unfortunately. There is a second component to this project, which I always planned for, that was in the in the plans from the beginning. I do believe I also mentioned this too, because we are first setting up the garden.
We bury them deep.
But also, it's going to be a pool hall as well.
We bury them deep in the pockets of one of our 24 tables.
That ball sound, by the way, is just a sound effect. I don't have any balls. Billiard balls. Jesus Christ. And I don't have... I don't have 25 tables either. I have one table and it doesn't have legs. My uncle, was supposed to hook me up with a supplier. He know he's a big-time pool man, and he said, "Oh, don't worry, hook him up." But it turns out he just hooked himself up with a beer and went to sleep. So that's hit a little bit of a speed bump. That part, I thought I had that all kind of roped set up, but unfortunately, I don't. So I really hate to do this. Because you have given so much to Bucci and the garden that I feel a little guilty asking you, but I really need your help. I need you to help set up and supply Bucci's pool hall or Bucci's billiards. I haven't decided which one yet. I need everything for this thing, except for one table. I need 24 tables and one additional pair of legs. Is that a Bucci adage? No, why would it be? Yeah, so if you can imagine the vision, close your eyes, even if you're in a car. Imagine the vision. You have a beautiful, beautiful garden, right? And it's so nice. But then off to the side, we got this equally beautiful pool hall, right next to the garden. And I've made a little stone. I've already set this little stone-lined path that goes from the entrance, and it will lead to the spot where the pool hall will eventually be. I don't even have walls for this. Shh, be quiet! I don't even have walls for this thing yet. So I'm going to need walls. Everything. Soup to nuts to walls for this thing. And it's going to be a place where the whole community can come. Now, the garden is free, but there is a $15 entry fee for the pool hall. That's standard. You know, that's New York. You have to charge for, there has to be a door fee for gardens. That's a New York City
adage.
And New Jersey. So what I want you to do is, after this break, I want to call in and I want you to say, we're going to make the perfect pool hall. What do you, I know you got, guys and ladies and children are always hanging around pool halls. So I know you know what, let's turn up some music. I know you know what you want in a pool hall. Let's just call in. Just like call up, hey, Bucci, I want this pool hall to have pool tables. Great. And then et cetera, you know, down the line. Like I said, everything. We don't need floors, I guess. We'll just be a dirt floor on the pool hall. But everything else, walls, a roof, a neon Coors sign, etc. And that's after the break. So let's get the phones ringing on that topic. That is, if the phones are working. Oh, please, baby Jesus. Let's make this phone. I know you're busy, but can you just come down and fix the phones also? That's what I talk about. That's what I want you calling in for. We're going to build the perfect pool hall. And speaking on that topic of calls, I heard the callers, for some of them, for, you know, when Jim did a filled in last week, he was talking about graduation speeches. Man, that was a good topic. Should have done that. And some of you people are holding out on me. I heard a lot of wisdom and coherence from people who have not been so in the past, in their past calls. I just felt like, wow, they're so smart and they have such thoughtful answers. Like, where are those here? Maybe it's me. Maybe it's Bucci. Maybe I'm asking the wrong questions. You're calling in on skateboarding and making smoothies. You can call, could be calling in on real stuff. Actually, no, I actually don't want that. But anyway, so call in. It's 201-209-9368. And give me an item for my pool hall. Your pool hall. Our pool hall. And I'll give you a box of fruit, vegetables. If you want to, you know, if you want to call in and pick up your, you know, your tall grass or your tomatoes or tulips, coconuts, then I'll give you a box of that too. But only if you apply something for the pool hall too. It's take and then you take. I take your suggestion and you take a box of fruit, vegetables, flowers. And speaking of boxes, let's hear a song from a CD that I found in a box. Oh my God. Recently, just this week, something I haven't heard in a long time. It's Providence, Rhode Island's own Mahi Mahi with their smash hit Blue and Gold only on WFMU. And my CD player lately. Because I love this song! That's not it. That's Sia. Man, I've been listening to this new Sia album. It's called Reasonable Woman. It's so good, but that's not what we're listening to today. We're listening to Mahi Mahi, Blue and Gold.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Let's build the perfect pool hall.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
That was Mahi Mahi, Providence, Rhode Island's the late great Mahi Mahi. They were around for one album. That was the album Hinowa. They were great for a. They burned the candle at three ends. They were so quick. One end, two end, and in the middle was burning the whole time. So the whole thing lasted about 15 seconds. But they were great. Okay, we're back. We're building, this week we're setting up the perfect pool hall.
Bucci's pool hall. We bury them deep in the pockets of one of our 24 tables.
And this will be a compliment to the Bucci Community Garden. Hold on. So we're going to start out right. Let's get this pool hall started. This is going to be beautiful, this pool. Have you ever seen a beautiful pool hall? No. But you will after this call. Caller, you got Chabooch.
Good evening, sir.
The phones work! Good evening, sir. What's your name?
It's Greg from Central Valley.
Greg from Central. Where's Central Valley? I mean, I know,
up
but
up in Orange County.
You
know where Woodbury Common is? That's the giant landmark everybody knows, right off the Thruway, New York Thruway.
All right, Orange County.
That's where I'm from.
Okay, so what do you think the perfect pool hall should have? What is your contribution to this pool hall?
I'm going to make one simple one.
Okay.
The lighting.
Yes, lighting.
You need to have those lamps that are over the pool table itself, so that you could watch, you know, the game.
The stained glass ones, right? The ones that are like long and they have the stained glass on them, right?
I think of them as pool table chandeliers.
Yeah, I don't know what the technical name is, but yeah, it looks like a beautiful. I mean, it's very specific to pool halls, and you know, certain sex rooms, but like they're perfect for that. So you have these things? You have them on hand?
Only at the lodge that I belong to.
Okay.
But
do you think you can get them from the lodge?
The rest of the place needs to be subdued. The lighting cannot be nearly as bright as it is over each of the 25.
Yes, I know that about pool halls. I know the one thing about pool halls I know is you don't turn the overhead lights on. You gotta create an ambiance around each individual pool table. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
So, all right. So, do you think you can steal them from this lodge, these tables, or buy them, or something like that?
Well, no, it's only one table in the lodge, in what we call the ready room.
I need 25.
I mean, it'll be an effort, you know, toward the. You only need what, 24 more?
Yeah, we only need 24. So, I guess if you want to give me the one, and then maybe if everyone gives me one, then we'll be fine, and we'll be able to light this thing up right, baby. Okay, thanks so much. That's a great way to start it out. You can't have a pool table without a light. Actually, I think you probably can, but just bring your flashlight. That's how I used to play pool, is I used to tape a flashlight to the cue, and then you see exactly what's going on. Call it Igabuchi.
What, is that me? Hello?
Yeah, it's you. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Mr. Credit Recording. I'm in Baltimore.
Mr. Credit Recording. Okay, hey. Oh, yes. Sir, what do you want to bring to this pool hall? What do you want to bring? And I have a box of apricots, too, if you want those later.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. Apricots, they're not dried. They're just...
Just take the apricots. Don't ask any questions about the apricots.
Okay, I'll just take them. I won't ask.
Yeah, all right. Oh, please. Yeah, so are they juicy?
I don't know if I got it wrong. So this is stuff that we're bringing? Because I was like, what should the pool hall have? We're building it, right?
No,
like,
we need to build it. We're building it on the roof of WFMU. So we need to we have to build this pool hall from soup to nuts. Except we have one lamp, and we have one pool table without lights.
So far, just a lamp. And is it in the middle of the garden, or is it outside of it?
It's off to the side. All right. It's off to the side of the pool table. So there's a little, like I said, stone-lined path that goes from the entrance, and it kind of takes you on a leisurely stroll throughout the garden so you can see your plots and whatnot. And then at the end, there's going to be, that's where the pool hall is. And it's going to say, Bucci's
pool hall. We bury them deep in the pockets of one of our...
All right, that's enough. So what do you... So Mr. Credit Recording, what do you want to add to this pool? What are you bringing to the pool hall?
I think that I'm going to bring, I guess, like chalk, because I think it should be
chalk.
Free. I don't know if pool halls need to have like the thing where you have to pay money, but I think it should be free, and I think there should be no chalk. So I feel like everyone brings chalk, and it's kind of like bringing everyone together.
I don't know how chalk is
bringing. That was my thought, because I guess I got wrong with exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's fine. We'll just move on. You know, this show is all about correcting your mistakes.
That is true.
Let me say. So you are bringing chalk. I was going to just use baby powder because that's cheaper. But you have a chalk source.
I do. I have a lot of them.
Oh, great. So you're going to give me a bunch of chalk. That's perfect. I'm just going to write... I'm going to check that off.
I'm just the chalk distributor, then. There you go. So
you're
that's
my
brand. CD. I'm providing all of it.
Chalk distributor. Okay, great. Mr. Credit Recording, that is perfect. Do you want these... what did I say? Nectarines? Or what do you want? Do you want nectarines? Or you want a coconut?
Apricots.
Oh, yeah. You want some apricots? Okay, so I'll reveal at the end of this call, they are... they're not dried. They're full of water.
They're full of water. Okay. Similar to the tomato that you're eating. You should do the same thing you're doing with the tomato.
No, that's disgusting. All right. Thanks, Mr. Credit Recording. Thank you for the chalk. which is not a Bucci adage, before you say anything. Caller Ego Bucci.
Hello, Bucci.
Oh, hello. Franco. Is this Hero? No, it's Franco. Hey,
Hero Franco.
You're my hero, Franco. So, Franco.
No, you're my hero.
Okay, let's not get into an argument already. Let's, what do you want to bring to, you've hung around pool halls your whole life.
Well, that's not exactly true, but I was a set decorator. That was my career.
You know what? I heard that last week when Jim was, you were talking about, that's really interesting. I'd like to talk about that, but not right now. But like, okay. So you have an experience, but
I'll
should say.
I'll save that for my memoir. Okay.
But Franco,
yeah.
So you have an experience building walls, though.
Oh, I sure do.
So, do you think you would be the one? That would be very nice if you were the one to actually build the structure that this pool hall resides under? Yeah?
Under, over?
Between?
Sideways down?
So, do you think you have the expertise to build, like, maybe four walls, maybe a flat tin roof?
I could knock this out in no time.
All right.
But I'm not going to do it because I, like you, have a hernia.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
And for the glory of building your pool hall, I would most likely go to the emergency room.
Okay, well, I don't want to do that because there's that fee. I don't want to pay that ambulance fee.
No. I got Medicare, but still.
Yeah, but that doesn't pay for the ambulance.
No, it doesn't.
So, okay, so Franco, what are you going to bring? What do you want to bring to the table? What are you going to bring? We have chalk. We have, what else do we have? I don't remember. One lamp.
No light.
We need balls. I have the seven balls, but if you have the other billiard ball, that would be helpful. I don't know. I'm sorry. What are you bringing?
The cue ball. Okay.
Yes.
And the rack.
Okay. I don't know if you can say that on the radio, but yes, that's another thing we need. But let's. What are you bringing? I keep interrupting you.
Well, what, like the former caller said, you need ambiance.
Yes. Not ambulances, we need ambiance.
It's very subtle and unobtrusive, but it would set the right tone.
Yes.
And there would be two mummies, one on a bar stool,
The
other one standing
up
next
to all.
The one on the bar stool is like leaning towards the table, and the other one is just holding his cue, waiting for their turn.
Okay.
Because this is not a pool hall, there's one table, okay? And everybody wants to play. So he's waiting for all those not very good players to get out of the way so the mummies can do it.
So they're okay, so you imagine that on one of the we're gonna have 25 tables eventually, hopefully. But on one of them
but you're starting with one.
No, on one there's around so you wanna put around my only table a bunch of mummies?
They're not Well,
oh, I see.
Yes,
stumped
I do,
you.
As a matter of fact.
Yes, in fact, to be fair, that is what you
it's
want.
It's like, you know what? They died and got wrapped up with
I guess it's a conversation.
For you to finish
I
your game.
I guess it's a conversation starter. What are those mummies doing here? We thought it would be fun.
Well, it would be unnerving.
Are there any other tables? No. Yeah, all right. I mean, I guess so. I mean, we would be all set for Halloween, right? The answer is yes. So, all right,
yeah, sure.
Franco, I didn't have on my
pumpkins?
List.
Pumpkins, I forgot to ask you last time around. Pumpkins, right now, get them in the ground.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Franco, do you want to, you planted something, you wanted to take one of your sunflowers? We have a beautiful sunflower, you want to take it?
Is it bearing seeds?
Yes, it's bearing seeds. It's bearing too many seeds. The seeds are all over my notes.
Well, I just bought a big bag at Whole Foods of sunflower seed.
The flower...
And they were expensive.
Yeah, well, this is free. You want a free flower in exchange for your
free flower.
Weird mummies? Okay, there you go. There you.
I'm going to wear it behind my ear.
Well, that's going to be... Do you have a really deep ear? Because it's like a 6-foot sunflower.
Well, I have a lot of hair to hold it in place.
Yeah, all right. That'll be fine. Just tie it in there. All right, Franco, I didn't have the mummies on my bingo card, as they say. But... it's there now. Thanks, man. You always bring it. And enjoy your sunflower.
Always ready to help.
Call Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Evan.
Hey, Evan.
Oh, I'm on the air.
Yes. How you doing, Evan? You're welcome to Bucci.
Pretty good.
Bucci. Hernia status.
Quiet. All right. So what do you want to add to our... We're building the perfect pool table. We have Now we have mummies. If your suggestion was mummies, that's out. We have chalk. We have one lamp. What else? What do you want for a? What do you want in a pool hall? What do you look for in a pool hall?
I was thinking about mummies, but I'm scrambling to come up with some other thing.
You didn't. All right. So what do you think?
I love pool. I've been trying to get my partner to play pool with me for months and months. But they have anxiety about being perceived playing pool. All right. So here's what I envision: a series of motorized screens that come down and surround each pool table at the will of the customers to privatize each pool playing space. You follow me?
Yes, I do. So it's like a modesty screen, but for your lousy pool game.
Exactly. The pool game may be fine. No judgment about the quality of the pool game, but yes, it's about modesty.
Right. I see. So interesting. So this would have to be an option, like, right? I mean, I don't want everyone behind these. It sounds like these. But if you are, like, self-conscious about your pool, but you don't want to watch people watch you playing pool, you can, like, put in $15 and a modesty screen kind of lowers around the table.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's, like, a pool shark angle where you can conceal from the other players how good you are. Although I guess you don't want to encourage that at your establishment.
What? Why do I want to encourage them? I want to encourage everything at my establishment.
Pool sharking?
Oh, no. We need pool sharks. That was another thing we need. We need to have a couple of old-timery pool sharks to hang around to give the place a little bit of a, you know, a dangerous flair. So I do want pool sharks.
Maybe they would benefit from the installation.
All right. This is something that I would not have anticipated needing, but these modesty screens around this pool hall, I like, I'm really enjoying this.
Well, happy to help.
All right, thanks for. Do you want any apples?
I would love an apple.
All right, here it is. Don't crunch it on the radio. It's bad radio. All right, have a great one. Call Igabuchi.
Yeah, I understand you're putting a pool hall together.
Yes, you understand right. Who's this?
This is Seth.
Okay. Hey, Seth, how you doing? Nice to hear from you.
Hey, yeah, weather's good. I'm good. Thanks for asking.
I think it's taken as a given that the weather's nice. I mean, yeah. I don't want everyone to tell me, oh, the weather's nice. Oh, it's raining where I am.
Yeah, it's so nice though. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So Seth,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm talking over you. What do you want to bring to the pool hall? We need walls. Or
yeah,
pool
well,
cues.
Well, this component has two steps to it, and I want to cross-pollinate the notion of a pool hall, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying with the cross-pollinating since we're in a garden, right? Also, is that the idea?
Yeah.
Mm. You don't want to put a lot of bees in my pool hall, do you?
In your pocket, you got,
he does.
You know, the little cherub statues,
Those statues make me uncomfortable.
Sitting.
I don't like having cherubs in the garden. So we have not, we have cherubs, but I put a sack over all of them. What?
Yeah, but if you've got these little fountains at each corner pocket, right?
The
cherub boys, you know, they're constantly peeing or spitting.
Yes.
You've seen those. So the cross-pollination is, it's the other kind of pool, swimming pool. And you've got those, the fountains are feeding down to the swimming pool under the table.
Seth, I admire your mind and your creativity, but I really feel like we're building this thing from the outside in. Like we have a pool, like a literal water pool in our pool hall.
Yeah.
But we still don't have a table. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, they're under the table, so folks can work on their laps while other people are playing billiard pool over top of them.
Can we just, like, compromise and maybe it's a foot bath or something like that? Like, everyone's standing in a foot bath while they're playing pool? Can we at least compromise on that?
Yeah, as long as we can have those fountains with the cherub.
Yeah, okay, but they have to have pants. But, Seth, they have to have pants on.
They can pee their pants.
No, they're not peeing their pants. The water is coming out of their fingers or something, and they're wearing pants and a shirt and a Kangol cap.
Yeah, then their heads are all wrapped up, so you can't.
No more mummies. We have too many mummies as it is. All right, Seth. All right. I'm going to compromise. We're going to get. Do you want any mangoes? Do you want to, or do you want some avocado? We have an avocado.
Yeah,
I have a
avocado
whole.
Would be good. I like to see.
All right, there. I have a couple, 2-3 avocados, as my grandmother used to say. All right, thanks, Seth. Uh-huh. You're always a very interesting person. I just say things on the air. This is another thing I say all the time. Call it, you go shabooch.
Hey,
hero, right?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Do you want to pick up any of your tomatoes? And some corn. You planted some corn and tomatoes last week. Do you want to take any of those home with you?
Yeah, I can take a few.
Okay, you make a little dinner. Do you cook yet? Do you ever cook or make food?
No.
Help around the house?
No.
All right.
I don't.
Well, one day. It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. I took you off target. Hero, you hang around a lot of pool halls. What do you look for in a pool hall?
Well, of course, I look for a table.
Yes. There
so
you go.
I'm bringing another table and lamp.
Okay, so now...
for it.
Great. So, now we have two tables... four legs and two lamps. This is great. Do you have any billiard balls?
Yeah, I have a pack of 10.
Pack of 10.
I also will have a stage. I'm going to bring in a stage. That way a band can play. And then...
Interesting. That's a nice little venue. What was that last thing?
A fire extinguisher.
Yes.
In case of fire.
Man, you are thoughtful. Maybe you can manage this pool hall. That'll be great. You envision this place to also be a venue to you can play rock or rap shows there.
Yeah.
Okay. That will work, though. I feel like sometimes the band might get put off by all the clacking and clanking of these billiard balls.
Yeah, but the band would be on after the games are done.
Oh, I see. So it would be like late night. And maybe we can put up one of those modesty screens that one of our other callers kind of said, and maybe they can act as a sound buffer, maybe.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Okay. Hero, this has been the best call because you've given me things that I actually need. I have mummies and foot baths, but what I need are tables more than anything else. So,
there you go.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Hero. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I am going to email you maybe about managing this thing. Mm. Or not. Fine. Don't be my manager. I'll get Michelle, station WFMU's old Michelle, to manage the pool. Pool hall. It feels like she could do that. Put a ping, pinball machine in there. She'd be great. Call you a boot.
Hello.
Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Who is this? This is Bucci. Hello.
It's Henry.
Hey, Henry. How you doing?
I'm Sophie.
Oh, hey, Sophie. How you two crazy kids doing today?
Good.
Great. You planted an amaryllis flower, let me see, and a mango tree and a coconut tree, right, last week?
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago? Great. Do you want any of those things? I have about 7 dozen amaryllis flowers. They really just made the place very beautiful. It was a great suggestion.
I'd like some amaryllis flowers.
Okay, so maybe you can take a bouquet with you, and Henry, if you want to take... some coconut water.
Yeah, I want some coconuts.
Okay, just the water. So, what do you want to bring to a pool hall? Now, I know you guys are young, so you probably don't. You're not allowed into pool halls. But if you, what would you think?
I do play pool with my friends.
Okay.
And a big pool of people that's like you don't have to pay.
I don't like those kind of pool tables. Oh, do you think you might be able to take your friend's pool table and bring it over to Bootsy?
It would take a lot of sneaking, but I think
Okay. Well, I don't want to put any pressure on you. I don't want you to commit any crimes, unless you want to. So, yeah. All right. So, what else? What else do you think, other than the table?
I was thinking.
Yes.
We could also put like a corner, like if you get really stressed out from your battle of a pool table, like a championship.
Yep.
You have like this corner that there's a bunch of plushies or like fidgets that you can just like relax.
I see, like a beanbag chair and maybe some soft Pikachus or something.
Yeah.
That's interesting, like a chill-out area. Because pool halls can be stressful, what with all the grifting and all the, you know, all the pool sharks and the money and, like, the clanking noises and, like... I think that's a nice little chill-out room. Again, this is great. Henry, what do you think? What do you want? Real quick. Chill-out
room. If anybody
room.
Gets thirsty,
yes?
I'm gonna make, like, this area that has, like, drinks.
Okay, like a drink, like a little drink area, right? And maybe some mozzarella sticks as well. You can have some water and some mozzarella sticks.
I love mozzarella. Kind of like, it won't be like really, really big. It's just like next to Sophie's like calming corner.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. So you can sit in your calming area with some nice low lighting and like a scarf draped over a lamp. And then you can have a glass of water or Coke or, you know, Mr. Pibbs or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or coconut water, because we have a lot of coconut water. And you know what? I can get strawberry juice, plum juice, all sorts of stuff.
And I know what to put in the little drink area.
Okay, what?
Coconut water, like anything with coconuts. Pina colada. You can either have your pina colada without alcohol or with if you're like a grown up.
Yep. Got it. Okay.
We're also going to have something. It's called Doritos.
What's there. That? Doritos?
Yes.
I know what Doritos are. Like the chips? Like the
no.
the potato chips?
Doritos.
Oh, Doritos. Yes, I know what Doritos are. It's the soda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are delicious. All right, that's great. So, Doritos, you can charge like $4 a pop for those things, too. You guys have been great. You've given me so many... Yes? Oh, my
question.
God. Yes.
So, I heard the show that there was a little kid stuck in your tablet. A little kid stuck in a radio drop.
Yes, I remember. There is still a little boy stuck in my radio drive. I don't know. He's lost, but I do remember that guy. I haven't heard from him in a while. Yeah. Well. What, yes.
Well, I actually listen to your like show every Tuesday.
Yeah.
When I was going to Scouts.
Yeah.
And the very first time I called in was with the Skittles and M&M's.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
We just like got to Scouts and then that was the very first time.
And you're like, I don't want to go to Scouts. I want to listen to Bucci, right? Let's stay in the car listening to Bucci, right?
Yeah, listen to Bucci.
Yeah, let's listen to
Bucci.
That's so nice. And now you're addicted to Bucci, right? Right? You love him. Or it,
yeah.
Or me.
Yeah, I like
you. Well, you know what? You guys are great callers, and I want you to keep calling. And you've given me so much to this pool hall, and you've given so much to the community and the community garden in general. And take a coconut and a mango and some amaryllis flowers
Thank
on your
you.
Way out. All right. Bye. Yeah. It's always nice to hear the youth supporting Bucci. Usually now it's a bunch of, like, 72-year-olds, and they're like, I love Yo Bucci. You remind me of Ken Nordine. I'm like, what? Ken Nordine? Did Ken Nordine ever build a pool hall? No. Maybe he did. Wait, let me look up on Wikipedia. Shoot, he did. So anyway, we're building the perfect pool hall. We need Budweiser signs, Core Yingling signs, a back room. We need to build a back room for deals. Dart boards, cigarette smoke, just a cigarette, no cigarettes, just the smoke. But, you know, we have a bar, other things. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, you got to get that bouncer stool in there.
Yeah, bouncer stool. Yep, bouncer stool. And a bouncer. You going to be the bouncer? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm running the compost. I can take care of who we bounce.
Yeah, do you have any compost for me? You were supposed to drop
it
off.
Oh, I got lots.
Okay.
Hey, that's why I think some of that stuff's popping so well. I mean, you're tending the rich compost, the great sunshine.
It's great. Do you want to, I mean, I know you didn't contribute to this garden, but do you want to take an eggplant home or something?
You don't consider the compost?
No,
I've been taking all
the
droppings
and
the abandoned fruit and vegetables,
okay,
bringing in the
droppings.
Coffee grounds. Dunkin' doesn't dump there anymore.
No, they do. I think they are. They're also throwing their donuts back here, too. Their day-olds are kind of getting all incorporated.
Are you sure
they're hanging off
all
my
picking up?
Tomato
it was strawberries
bushes.
And it wasn't those day-olds?
You know, it could have been day-olds.
He likes the donuts.
He does like a day-old.
Breakfast hotline?
No. I've heard. What? Breakfast hotline?
Yeah, breakfast hotline. All right. Tuesdays. In the morning.
I'll have to check that out. He's, okay. So just enjoy. And that's a great idea. You can be my bouncer.
I'll be the bouncer.
With a
Thanks,
background
Bucci.
Check. All right, bye. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, what's up, Bucci?
Hey, how you doing? What is this? Double, what is this? A couple of G's?
Yeah, it's a couple. Yeah, double G's.
Two, three G's. Another, you're being very wise and interesting on Jim's show, and then you come here and you're just talking about strangling that Stanley Tucci impersonator that you hang out
with. That's a legend.
Yes,
that was never
it's a legend?
Alleged.
Oh, alleged. Okay. So, double G, what do you want to add to this?
You were talking about more tables.
Yeah, I'm
right?
talking about
and,
more tables.
And I've spent time in pool halls.
Yeah, no.
And the most popular
dinosaur.
And well-run ones are sometimes ones that have different variations of billiards. You know?
Yep.
You get like the snooker.
Mm-hmm.
You get like maybe you get a couple racks for nine ball.
Sure.
You know, karam. You know, carambola. Wow. You know, like kind of like that kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
You have a different crowd. You know, you're intermingling different communities. You know.
That's interesting because the snooker people really look down on the billiard people and the pool people,
right?
Because they think, oh, that's it's like hard pool. Like snooker is
right.
like hard pool. So that would be interesting to kind of get people together under one roof, which we still haven't built yet. But
well, you know, I the shingles are coming, but there's no roof to put them on, so I don't.
So you're going to give me shingles, but no roof.
We're working on it.
So these aren't your, you know, personal shingles, right? No.
But it was a job site who didn't need them anymore. So we,
oh, okay.
You know, my cousin's coming with them, but someone's got to be there to pick them up, though.
Okay, so I like this snooker idea. So we'll pretty much. So you're going to give me a snooker table and also some shingles for the roof.
Yeah, you know, I also a merch table. Always good. Always have the merch.
Yeah,
table.
Yeah. I'll bring okay, that's right. Well, we need merch. I don't know what we're going to sell.
We can sell my version of I reenacted shot for shot the Color of Money, the Martin Scorsese. Film,
yes,
the
I know.
Color
yep.
of Money
yes,
with
the color.
Paul Newman.
So you, what do you mean you reenacted it? You reenacted the whole movie?
Like yeah, we me and a crew made a shot for shot remake with other actors, which will be unnamed for legal reasons.
It's all you,
and,
isn't it?
Pardon?
It's all you in different wigs, in a Mary Stuart Mastriano wig.
So did you listen with my commentary?
No, I did not listen with your commentary. I think your commentary was in the film itself. I got the comment. All right, Double G, I got to move on, but that's
right.
an interesting one. Yeah, right, goodbye. Call Igabuchi.
Is it me?
Yep, it's
Bucci.
You.
Hi, it's Addy.
Hey, Addy, how you doing? Nice to hear from you.
I'm good. It's not raining here.
Oh, there you go. See, that's information. I mean, Seth is coming with all this other information, but I like to. Okay, it's raining. I'm going to write that down. Raining.
It's
all right.
Not raining. It's not.
Oh,
raining.
It's. I have to cross. It's not raining.
So I have been missing teeth, and I'm so happy to be able to bring it to you.
Oh, what do you have?
It's going to make it a lot of fun to play pool. It's going to make it much easier.
Okay.
I got the pool trampolines. Those little trampolines you bounce on while you hit the pool balls.
Oh, those trampolines. I know. I think I know. So it's a small trampoline, like a personal trampoline?
Exactly.
Now, that makes the game a lot harder.
You can keep them in the comfy corner.
How many of these pool... All right, how many of these pool trampolines do you have?
I got Five of them.
Five pool trampolines. Okay. And the condition Eddie?
Perfect.
Four
of them are good.
Four good ones. What, gently used?
Gently used.
J-G-U. All right. All right, this is good. And do you have any, like, insurance or something like that? Because I feel like people are going to get hurt on these trampolines. Do you have anything? They come with a warranty or something?
I think Double G, the bouncer, is going to kind of be...
No. Double G is not the bouncer. That's someone else. But, Addy, this is great. We, again, have this... We don't have any billiard balls, but we do have pool trampolines. So you go.
We can find them.
Those will come. Your lips to God's ears and my lips to God's ears. Let's just both talk to God. All right, bye. See ya.
Okay,
see
bye.
See ya, Eddie, bye. Call you, Gabucci. Oh, my God, it's 6:59.
Booch!
Real quick, what do you want to add to the pool table?
I just want to point out the kid gave you billiard balls. You're good.
He did?
Pool sharks, at least two.
All right, two. You're bringing the pool sharks. All right.
I'm bringing the pool sharks. I got big ones. I got small ones. It depends on how capable your bouncer is.
Well, I just want all kinds of pool sharks at different level of viciousness. All right, thanks.
The slow kinds. The slow kinds. They draw up. They point out how terrible you are, but over time, they really, death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Okay, that sounds like a bully, not a pool shark, but thanks very much. Micah? Do you want to add something to a pool hall?
I'll be bringing the crab lice and the head lice. They like to live on the felt surfaces.
Yeah. All right.
They pass on to human contact.
Okay, but we only have two tables, so I guess they're going to have to be a lot of... All right, fine. So we have head lice and foot lice, whatever.
We bury them deep in the pockets of one of our 24 tables.
So we've built we built part of a pool hall. Maybe this will be a topic for ongoing shows. But right now, you just bask in the glory of the pool hall at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci.
Sari, Christus, 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 Christ